From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. The relationship between the world's largest economies, the United States and China, was high on the news agenda in 2023. We wanted to take a look at those ups and downs and see where the relationship may go this year. It's a rivalry that is shaping the present and future of many of our lives. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been looking at some of the events of the past year.
With two superpowers vying to stamp their authority over geopolitics and the global economy, any misstep, however small, can blow up into a major diplomatic row. And after the tariffs and sanctions of the Trump administration, it was hoped President Biden would forge a smoother path. But restrictions on sales of advanced semiconductors at the end of 2022 set the tone for a rocky year. Then in February, the US military shot down what it said was a Chinese spy balloon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken cancelled a visit to Beijing as a result of the fallout. Surely things could only look up from here. Well, there was cautious optimism in July as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visited Beijing for face-to-face talks with Chinese financial officials.
President Biden and I do not see the relationship between the US and China through the frame of great power conflict. We believe that the world is big enough for both of our countries to thrive.
But further attempts to smooth relations hit the buffers. On a trip to China, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told reporters that US companies complained China had become uninvestable, pointing to fines, raids, and other actions against firms that made it too risky to do business. A few months later, China launched an investigation into iPhone maker Foxconn and announced further restrictions on the export of two key materials used to make computer chips. The US response? Tighter export controls on high-tech AI chips, an extension of an earlier policy, as the BBC's North America business correspondent Erin Delmore explained.
We saw the Commerce Department in October 2022 restrict exports of some of these high-powered chips to China. And now the Commerce Department says this is an attempt to close some of those loopholes that we've seen after the department enacted export controls last year. The goal is to keep China from receiving some of these high-powered, cutting-edge U.S. technologies because the fear is that China can use it to strengthen its own military.
It was against this rather tense backdrop that President Biden and China's President Xi met in San Francisco. K.D. Russ, professor and chair of economics at the University of California, Davis, saw the economic state of each country as a possible chance to enact a thaw in relations.
China's still suffering from a hangover after an economic hangover, after the prolonged lockdowns, and is really looking for ways to stimulate their economy. The U.S. is overheating to some degree. I mean, we actually nearly hit China's own growth target ourselves with 4.9% growth. I think there are some opportunities here for both countries.
And the consensus was that the San Francisco talks went pretty well, although President Biden did sour things slightly.
I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is
Not perhaps the most tactful way to end a year of delicately balanced diplomacy. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.